Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade.
I want turkey bacon mushroom on toast with cheese.
Pretty Mel.
You guys are so annoying.
And Big Rossi.
I came out of my mother at 12.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
I listen to this channel only because of you guys, the kind of energy you put on the show. It's like a recharge in the morning.
It's the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. Just gone 6 o'clock for your Sunday morning with me, Eddie, Pretty, and Big Ross. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Chris off sick still.
He's still off. It's okay. He'll be back hopefully tomorrow, but he's got a bit of a flu. It's not coronavirus.
It is not.
Thank
God.
He's had two tests, luckily, yes. And thank goodness it's not, but he's got some type of flu. I think he said his daughter was a bit sick, so... get well soon, Chris Fade. Hopefully you'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, well, hopefully, right? But yes. we still have everything you need from the Chris Fade Show.
Yeah, and we've got some amazing prizes today, let me tell you.
I mean, starting off just this hour, we want to send you to Soho Garden to go and check out the Euros, which is amazing.
I'm going to be there tonight.
Oh, you're going to be there tonight? Oh, so, it's England today?
Yeah, 5 o'clock kickoff, so maybe, you know, I might call in sick tomorrow if everyone's doing it.
Definitely not, because it's 5 o'clock kickoff. Of course, your pop quiz returns at 7:10. We have so much going on. What else is on the show today, by the way, Rusty? I have no idea.
Obviously, that massive news last night. Christian Eriksen,
yeah,
Denmark,
crazy.
Collapsed. I was watching it live, and it was just shocking, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we're going to get Trevor Stephen on. He's an England international, obviously an ex-Everton player as well, but he lives here.
Of course.
He lives here in Ras El Khaimah, so we'll cross to him and get his thoughts on it and how his teammates must be feeling and that type of thing.
Yeah, it was a very scary situation. I mean, you know me, I'm not a big football fan, but just to watch what
was happening, it was just insane.
I've seen it happen before. It was at the World Cup. His name Fabrice Mwamba or something like
that.
Mwamba. Yeah, I'm trying to think what country he plays for. But he collapsed on the pitch and had like a heart attack during the World Cup
for like 76 minutes or something.
Yeah. But he came back to life.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievable what they do. But yeah, we'll get a professional on for that. To talk about that. And of course the pop quiz as well. And hopefully I can talk later on.
We'll find out. The day is young. The morning is young. We need you to talk. That's what we need. How was your weekend? What did you do? Did you have a good one? Did you do nothing? Whatever it is, call us now. 04-871-5544. We need your help. It's Sunday morning. None of us can talk, but maybe you can. Mustafa, I hope you can. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? How is your day going?
Our day so far? You know what? I can't complain. The 7 minutes that we've been on the radio, I can't complain.
Yeah, but Pretty wakes up at like 3:10 a.m. or something. So it is technically your day now, Pretty.
I'm done for the day now. What about you? What are you up to right now?
Right now, I'm driving to the gym so that I have a workout before my work.
Wow.
That's good. They say it's better to work out in the morning, right? Because your body burns more fat. What type of exercises are you doing in the morning then?
My first day, because initially I used to work in the night, but I'm trying to change myself a little bit. So today I'm going to do like a push and pull routine. So let's see how it goes with the morning and gym empty.
Okay. And what time do you finish work?
I finish work around 5:30.
Okay, wow. That's not too terrible.
On the old night shift, eh? What do you do?
I work in constructions building. Right now we are building a mosque. So
that's
amazing.
Yeah, that's great. And like, is it better to work at night, obviously, in the summer for you guys, because it's so hot? You prefer to work in the nighttime?
Yeah, in nighttime, but unfortunately, there is a lot of supervision. So, like, the consultant, the owner, they like to come in the morning. They don't come in the night. So, there's not an option for us. Sometimes we do it in the night. If, like, when it's a particular work or something that requires less heat. But for now, since we are handing over the project, it is only daytime, which is quite annoying.
So what time are you starting work today?
7:30, I guess.
7:30,
yeah.
7:30, okay, cool.
The work, so it's quite easy.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds good. I think you're probably going to like working out in the morning rather than at night. I used to be like you, Mustafa. Like, I used to work out in the evenings, right? Thinking that, I need the whole day to kind of like get myself mentally prepared for this workout. And I've switched now. I do it right after the show. Obviously, we can't do it before the show because that's ridiculously early. But I do it after the show now, right after the show around 11 o'clock. And it does change your day. So let us know how it goes.
Doing it now.
Yeah. So let us know how it goes for the week.
Sure. I will see how it will go with the gym for the weekend. You're asking about the weekend.
What did you do at the weekend? Come on.
For the weekend, I got divorced, I guess, 10 days ago.
Wow. Wait, what?
Whoa, that's a
bomb. Wait, that's what you should have led with instead of the gym. You got divorced this weekend?
10 days ago.
Ten days ago.
And I'm in the middle of moving out.
Oh my.
Well, this is going to be good for your mental health, going to the gym.
Yes.
And getting that stress out, mate. How are you feeling in yourself? Are you sad?
I'm very sad about myself because I did a lot of bad things. So I'm trying to change myself as a human. That's why I'm starting with this gym thing. Basically, it was my mistake, to be honest. Her mistake was perfect, but I am stupid.
Well, you know what? The first step is admitting it, Mustafa, and the fact that you are willing to change and realize that you've made some mistakes is a big deal. So good on you for doing that.
Yeah.
You can't really change the past, but you can't really change the past, but you can definitely change the future. So have a good day at the gym today. Keep focused, stay strong, and keep in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing.
Sure. Thank you.
All right.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
It is a juicy weekend in Hollywood land. I want to start off with some really good news. Ed Sheeran is teasing us with his brand new single, Bad Habits. This is going to be dropping on June 25th. Here's a little taste. That's all we got on Instagram.
It's Cry For You. If you type in Cry For You, by the band September, I think it was. But they sampled Bronski Beat.
What are all these names?
I know, this is like old 80s bands. Like, you know, that sounds very similar.
How is it?
Oh, a little bit.
Definitely.
Also, it sounds familiar because I played this for you guys last week and you all heard it. When he was doing the acoustic version of it.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say, it didn't sound like that. But it's very similar, isn't it, to that, don't you think?
Yeah, it is a bit similar. Ed Sheeran is no stranger to stealing music as well and being in court.
The
video is going to be dark. Ed Sheeran posted a photo of himself as a vampire, so that's going to be the theme of the music video.
Nice,
so
looking
June
forward to that.
June 25th is when we get that. Now, everyone seems to be going back to their exes. Maybe it's the pandemic that made people realize that their one true love is the one that was three loves ago.
Oh.
Angelina Jolie was spotted entering and exiting an apartment complex in Brooklyn, New York, where her first husband, Johnny Lee Miller, lives. Angelina went incognito, trench coat, mask on, was seen coming out. The two co-starred in the movie, in the 1995 movie Hackers, and they've been friendly since their divorce in 1999. So I don't know what's going on here.
Possibly. What's he doing nowadays? Because like, he had some good roles back in the day. I haven't seen much of him.
He lives in a $3 million home in Brooklyn, so I think he's doing all right.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I think he's doing okay. Floyd Mayweather is offering $100,000 to anyone who can come forward with information to help arrest burglars who broke into his Las Vegas home. This happened right after that fight with Logan Paul.
Yeah.
The boxer says burglars stole many valuable handbags and other things. Obviously, we all know how much money all of his stuff is worth. So even if they stole one handbag, that's easily $50,000 to $100,000 right there. He posted on Instagram saying the level of disrespect and greed it takes for someone to do this is unfathomable. Thank you to anyone who comes forward with any information. God bless. So.
It's very similar to what's happening in the UK with the Premier League footballers. When they know they're away playing, then their houses get targeted. That's what's happened there, right?
Yeah, and obviously Floyd is not one to kind of keep humble about how much money he has.
Yeah.
Before the fight with Logan, he was saying, I'm making $100 million, et cetera, et cetera. So he's
like
a flashy man.
Them, yeah.
Yeah. And finally, after 20 seasons, Keeping Up with the Kardashians came to an end this weekend. It is the end of an era.
Oh.
Like, I can't believe it's over. They're going to be back, don't worry. But on the final episode, we learned a lot about Khloe's future. Kim, her sister Kim, sat down and said, Khloe, where do you see yourself in the future?
What are some of the things you hope happen to you in the next 15 to 20 years?
I hope I have a sibling for true. but also I don't feel incomplete if I don't. I don't know, I think I want to be married again, I think. But I also don't think I need to be married in order to feel like this is our union.
They're all grown up.
There you go. Are you sad?
Yeah, because I truly believe it's the end of an era. Like, this is where reality TV took a turn.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if you hate them or you love them. You have to recognize them for changing media, for changing television, for changing social media. Like, they've done
a lot.
That's
exactly what Ryan Seacrest said on his post on Instagram. Yeah. He's like, these guys have changed.
Like where do you think influencers came from?
Yeah.
Do
you think this is going to be the end of reality TV?
No, I think it's going to be the end of the way we know reality TV. I think it's going to be very different now. Mm. They have a deal with Hulu, so they're going to be coming out with new content, I believe, at the end of this year or next year. The reunion show is up next, so we're going to get all the juicy behind-the-scenes secrets.
There you go. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries. We're definitely missing Chris. He wasn't here yesterday, Thursday. Not here today. He's not feeling well. What? Now you still think he's lying?
No, I think he's serious now. Yeah.
He's
WhatsApped again to the group saying this is serious. What I've got, I'm coughing, and I actually do believe him.
Oh wow, good to know, Rossi. But since we're missing him, we thought why not do a classic Chris Fade prank phone call. This is definitely one of our favorites. You know, imagine you're leaving on a holiday somewhere and you want someone to take care of your home, like a home sitter of some kind.
Yes.
You would maybe ask a friend.
Yeah.
You would not call the housekeeping department of a hotel to help you out.
No.
But that's exactly what Chris has done. Have a listen.
Yes, hello. This is Dubai. How can I assist you?
Hi there. I was wondering if I could get put through to housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
Yes.
Okay. May I just have your name, please?
Chris.
Chris, from which department?
I'm not from a department. I'm just a person. Departmentless.
Okay.
Thanks.
Can you stay with me on the line?
Sure thing. Sure thing. Thank you.
Experience to your home.
Morning, housekeeping. Message to.
Hi. How are you? Hi.
Good.
Hi. Name's Bill Murray. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. So listen. Me and my family are going on holidays, and they've told me to give you a call to look after the house.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if you guys, what the prices are to keep the house housekeeping.
Keep the. Sorry, sir.
This is housekeeping?
Yeah.
I've got a villa in the ranches, and we're going on holidays for 4 weeks, and I'm looking for someone to keep the house, so I just figured I'd call you guys at housekeeping to look after it for us. I'm just trying to find out the prices.
No. We are not cleaning any villas outside.
No, I don't need it clean. I don't need it clean, please. We're very clean people. What I do need is someone just to keep it. You know, look after it, make sure no one breaking in. We live in a nice place. No one really breaks in. But if this is housekeeping, I just need someone to, you know, keep a look on the house, you know. Keep the house cleaning.
No, we don't do that, sir.
So what department have I called?
This housekeeping?
Yeah. So I've got 4-bedroom villa. I got a little small pool. Jacuzzi out the back for me and the missus, you know. And just wanting, you know, just someone to keep the house clean. But I will clean it before we go, so you don't need much. I just need the housekeeping, you know. And the fact that you guys are house clean.
But your villa is outside, right?
Yeah. It's maybe, where are you located?
No, we don't do anything outside. We this is the 5-star hotel, and we look after only the...
Yeah, my house is like 6-star. My house is like 6-star hotel. I will drive. I have transportation. I have my driver come and look.
No,
I just
we
need...
don't do that.
Hey, come on, man. Hey, why are you shouting?
No, I'm not shouting.
Mom, I'm, you know, I'm, you know...
No, actually, we don't do this service. You can get some outsource. There are a lot of outsource company who can do that.
So you cannot keep my house?
No.
But you are housekeeping?
Yeah, housekeeping only...
Yeah, I know. But when you say housekeeping, it means you can keep any house in Africa, America, Australia, Antarctica.
We don't advertise anywhere out that we are going to...
Yeah, I found your number. I found your number.
Yeah, you found number under our website.
Yeah.
That is for Western.
No, your number is housekeeping.com. If you go to housekeeping.com, it has your number.
Ah, okay. Maybe something wrong there. No, it is not.
Okay.
It is not. Right.
What about the car? Can I bring the car to you then and you keep the car? Do you have a department called car keeping?
No.
What about kids? Kids keeping?
No, we don't have anything here.
Okay, just my shoes. Shoes keeping. You have shoes keeping?
Hotel, Oh, hey! No.
Money. Money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
We do it every single day here on the Chris Fade Show. 7:10, we come here and say, hey, how would you like to win 10,000 dirhams cash? All thanks to Rackbank, and today's no different.
It's not yet. We've got Jamie on the line. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Doing okay. How was the weekend?
Pretty good. We went to see my daughter perform at the BPA show at the Dubai Opera yesterday, which was amazing.
So whoa!
Shout out to Lisa and Johnny and the staff at BPA.
Oh, yeah. Lisa Scott Lee.
Yes, from Steps. Right.
From Steps, yeah. So there was a big show down there at Dubai Opera. What was the name of the show, did you say? What was it called?
It's the Dubai Performing Arts Academy, and they did a variety of different shows like Annie, they did Descendants. Yeah, they did a number of things. It was awesome.
Wow.
Where was my invite? I would have come and watched that. That's free for my kids. That would have been great.
Rossi's
all paid for, Rossi. So I've been within the budget, you know.
were you proud to watch your kids up on the stage then?
So proud, yeah. There's a bit of dust in the air.
Little tear there,
so
mate.
So sweet, Jamie.
What do you do for work, Jamie?
I work for Amazon.
Oh, we've got Amazon in our building here as
that
well.
That is true. Do you work in our building?
I do. I work above you guys.
Oh, no way!
We're not affiliated with this guy. What do you do for Amazon?
I'm in the legal team.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so this is a scary phone call. so if we do anything wrong, he's just going to come upstairs and be like, well, legally, you said this word and not this word, and therefore...
No.
But that's so
you're
cool.
All safe, but I've got some news about Chris. He may not be coming back.
What? Do you know something we don't?
What legal team is this, I wonder? Okay, so how is your pop quiz knowledge, Jamie? Are you good at it?
Weak on music, good on the NBA. So I'm hoping that whoever comes up with the basketball questions has done well today.
I don't know. It's always a mixed bag. So you never know what the pop quiz question writer decides to come up with. You know how this game works. 10 questions in front of me. Each one is 100 dirhams. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. Hopefully, if we have enough time, we can come back to it. Okay, Jamie?
Got it.
Okay, here we go. Jamie, a lawyer, legal? Are you a lawyer?
Yes, I am.
A lawyer for Amazon. Works in the same building as us. Don't get mad at me. Your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. San Francisco is a city in which country?
USA.
Finish the Pop Smoke song, What You Know About?
Me.
Rapper Tiny Tempo was born in which country?
England.
How many A Quiet Place movies have been released till date?
3.
Who is older, Justin Timberlake or Jennifer Lawrence?
Justin Timberlake.
Who plays the role of Harry Potter?
Daniel Radcliffe.
What is the capital of India?
Bombay.
Finish the Joel Corey song, Head and...
Shoulders.
Who played the role of Superman in Man of Steel?
Jim Caviezel.
Which Canadian actor bought Wrexham Football Club?
Justin Bieber.
Finish the Pop Smoke song, What You Know About?
Me.
How many A Quiet Place movies have been released till date?
2. And it was Ryan Reynolds with Rex.
Oh,
wait there.
I can't.
No. He got the 2 one though, right?
Yeah. That's there. That's okay, there. So Rossi's counting it up
1,
right now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That is correct. 500 dirhams, Jamie. Woo!
Well done.
Well done.
I want to know who you said played Superman, though.
Yeah, who is that?
Jim Cavill.
Jim Caviezel.
I don't know if there's a Jim Caviezel, if he exists, but Henry Cavill is the one who plays Superman.
That's who I was thinking. Close enough.
Yeah. Jim Caviezel. That's a great name.
I'm here to save the day. It's Jim Caviezel here.
Let's go through the other ones that you got wrong. So it's not What You Know About Me, the Pop Smoke song. It's What You Know About Love. If your kids are on TikTok, they must be screaming in the background right now. The capital of India is not Bombay. It's New Delhi. Joel Corey, the song is not Head and Shoulders. That's a children's song, I think you were thinking of. It's Head and Heart. And Ryan Reynolds did buy Wrexham Football Club, but as you would know as a lawyer, I did not repeat the question, so legally I can't give that to you.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm glad you're keeping standards.
I'm keeping the standard high for the Chris Bates Show. Jamie, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the 500 dirhams, and hopefully we'll get to run into you one day.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. You do a great job.
All See right. you, mate. Bye.
Pretty Malik's gossip. We have to talk about the Kardashians, and that is because after 20 seasons of being on television, keeping up with the Kardashians came to an end.
What year did it start? Then I wonder, because obviously one season.
But they would do like some seasons like overlap.
Like two a year or something like that. So it's not 20 years of keeping up with the Kardashians.
Although
it
seems like it. they started in, wait, hold on, I'll get it for you, 2007.
Wow.
Is when that first episode aired.
Look at that. Okay.
Yeah, so we've literally seen them grow up. And in the final episode, we got more of an insight into why Kim decided to file for divorce from Kanye West.
Am I just going to sit here and think, okay, my kids fulfill me and I'm good? And then I never thought I was lonely. And I always thought that's totally fine. I could just have my kids. My husband moves from state to state. And I just, I'm on this ride with him. And I was okay with that. And then after turning 40 this year, I realized, like, no, I don't want a husband that lives in a completely different state. Yeah. To me, I thought, oh my God, that's when we're getting along the best. But then that is sad to me.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a big insight into their relationship, and it kind of makes sense. We've seen them apart for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Now, things were seemingly cordial between these two. They've very easily decided how they're going to do the custody of the children. They decide it's going to be joint legal and physical custody. They're going to co-parent. Everything seemed to go okay until now, overnight. It looks like Kanye West has unfollowed the entire Kardashian-Jenner clan on Twitter.
Wow.
Now, that's a big deal. In celebrity world, when you unfollow someone, it's a really, really big deal.
Yeah, but maybe he's going through one of his episodes, like, sort of, he's in a bit of a down place, you know, with his bipolar or something.
I don't know, because things seem happy for him. He celebrated his 44th birthday last week. He was in France with Irina Shayk, having a very, very good time. So things seem to be okay. Maybe he just wants to distance himself. Who knows? But that is Kim and Kanye. And finally, it was one of the most talked about things on Twitter and TikTok, especially YouTube, because it was YouTube versus TikTokers. It was a boxing match that went on, several matches that went on. But the main event was Austin McBroom representing the YouTube world versus Bryce Hall, who was representing the TikToker world. Now, going into this, there was a lot of trash talking. There was a lot of, I'm going to win. They apparently had a bet up against one another that they would have to pay the other person $1 million bonus in the event of a knockout. So I'm here to tell you that Austin McBroom has dominated the fight, and he has won against Bryce Hall, earning a technical knockout victory.
Okay. Wow. So that's not like a complete knockout where they knock him down. It's like where he's been knocked down a few times or something.
Exactly. Mm, yeah. So I don't know if that $1 million is going to uphold, because obviously the ref had to jump in. But here's a little bit of what happened after Austin won.
Such amazing feeling. And I can't thank everyone who came out to support. Like I always say, the Ace family is one strong army. You know, I got to show love to my wife for supporting me through this journey, my family, my team, you know, and last but not least, my amazing fans. Thank you to everybody.
Wow.
Now, you know, obviously Austin is going to walk away with a lot of money, but it's not too bad for Bryce Hall, the TikToker, either. Apparently, he's got a $5 million base purse. So even if he didn't win, he's doing just fine.
Look at that. Get me on TikTok.
Chris is not here, still not feeling too well, off on Thursday, off today. So, you know, hopefully he will get better, recover, and come back. Now, I've realized anytime Chris is off, Big Rossi decides to take over the airwaves and get some advice.
Yes, I do, yeah, because I think a lot of people are in my situation as well. I'm from the UK, and it's difficult to get back into the UK at the moment. It's got that traffic-like system, so...
Right, okay.
Amber, if you the UK is on Amber from the UAE, you have to go home, and you can quarantine at home.
That's good, right?
Yeah, so you have to stay at home for like 12 days in your house.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
Red is where you have to quarantine in a hotel.
Right, and you have to pay
for
that.
And you pay, I think it's £1,700,
£1,700. That's a lot.
What's that? I don't know.
For what, 14 days?
Like something like that, 12 days or something, yeah. With two kids, that's not an option for us. Like just sitting in a hotel room. So we've decided to try and go to a green list country, which means... that you just have to spend 12 days in the country.
And then you can go into the UK.
Yeah. So we're looking at Iceland.
Oh, wow. That's one of my bucket list places to go to Iceland. Yeah.
Yeah, because Liz has been sending me all these links of places to stay and stuff. And there's some nice things to do. But I just want to know, is it a good place to go to?
Okay. So basically, at 7:38, all Rossi wants to know is if he should go to Iceland or not.
I just had a look here. You know my favorite singer of all time, John Lennon.
Mm. Tina Turner.
No, John Lennon's my icon.
Okay, yeah.
My icon, right? Yoko Ono, his wife, has put a peace tower. It's like a big signal beaming up from the top of the world, basically.
Okay.
And it's really good. It involves the Beatles, so...
Come on, kids. I'm going to show you a beam of light.
Yeah. Jeanette, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Have you been to Iceland?
Yes.
What's it like?
It's like a different world. It's like a different... It's like from outer space, because it's been... When I went there... You will find the, how they call it, the geysler. It's between like cold and ice, boiling water coming together.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the geyser, yeah. So you're basically getting these lagoons, is it? And it's hot. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I did a spa. It's like really crazy. It's very cold, -2. You get into the water with boiling, you know, temperature. So it's really an amazing experience, and I'm hoping really to come back there. But because of this budget number, it's so difficult.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so this was I was talking about yesterday. We spent the whole day driving around vaccination places asking for a batch number for your vaccines, because you need this batch number to get in. So you're facing the same problem, Jeanette. Is that right?
Yes. I'm trying to follow the people who's, you know, advertising for Iceland, linking their bio, and most of them are saying even Pfizer. So I'm thinking to get a second shot. I took Sinopharm. I want to get a Pfizer.
Give me all the vaccines. Just get me into a country.
Yeah. So now you're looking for Pfizer as well. Okay. Well, I'll keep you updated on it. And if I find out any more news, I'll let you know. And maybe I'll see you there.
This is getting creepy now.
Maybe we can snorkel over the tectonic plates together. That would be nice. Anyway, let's move on to the next caller.
This is getting very creepy, very fast.
Rowena, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm okay. How are you?
Very good. Should I go to Iceland?
I think you should. Rent a car.
Rent a car.
It's a long way to drive, though, and there's a sea in between.
Trust me. I mean, not to drive there from here, but when you're there, rent a car and do a drive trip.
Really?
A road trip. It's fantastic. You have to do a road trip. Get a car with the biggest windscreen and the least amount of car frame to block the view.
Oh,
you know, you can get the biggest windscreen you can find.
It's a very scenic country.
Scenic.
Is it very green?
Very green, and you have those stones where all the moss grows on it. Like frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
You know, with all those rocks with the moss on them.
Yeah. Very descriptive. I love it. So far, we've got one night in a camping pod, five nights in an Airbnb place, and Reykjavik. Have you been to Reykjavik?
Yes, I was in Reykjavik.
Oh.
And you should... what was I going to say? the Blue Lagoon, on the way back to the airport. do it on the way back to the airport because Blue Lagoon is close to the airport. Okay. And you need to book it 2 weeks in advance because it's always fully booked.
Oh, that's
but
great.
But this is pre-COVID, so I'm not sure during COVID whether or not they're open.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Cool. So that's good. So, like, on the way to the airport, if I haven't got accommodation, I can go and get a wash before I get on the plane in the Blue Lagoon, right?
Certainly, of course. So what happens when you buy your ticket is you get a drink, which is a bar in the pool itself,
okay.
And you get a mask, a face mask, mud mask thing.
Okay, right.
So you can exfoliate and purify yourself before you get on the flight back.
There you go. Well, thank you for your advice, Rowena. I think we're going to go.
There'll be a scene, though. Big Rossi with the mad mask in a Blue Lagoon.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so it's a yes for Iceland for me, then.
I'm so glad we spent 15 minutes deciding your future vacation.
Thank you.
All right.
So it's day three of the Euros today, right?
Started on Friday. So yeah. So day three of the Euros. England are playing later on. I can't wait.
But you know what? No one's talking about that today, at least, because yesterday was the most eventful day in a terrible way.
Yeah.
At the Euros, it was Denmark and Finland, right?
It was absolutely unbelievable. Yeah, I was watching it myself, and it was scary. I watched it live. But, like, I don't want to come on here and talk about it because I feel as though I'm not a professional in football. So we thought we'd get a professional on.
Right.
I've been stalking this guy for a while now because he plays for Everton. He played for Everton, and he's an England international. And he's played for Rangers as well. And he resides in the UAE. Trevor Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, all. How are we?
Very, very good. A bit scared after yesterday. Watching those events with Christian Eriksen, right? That was how bad was that?
I'm completely unexpected. You know, it has happened in football before. It's, you know, it's elite sport. It's guys who are living, you know, on the edge of their fitness. They're pushing themselves to the limit, and it's been a long season. You know, for Christian Eriksen, he's been at Inter Milan, being involved in that. They win the Serie A, come straight into this tournament, and you know. Professional sport will, if there's any weakness in you, it will find you at some point. Mm. And this is what has happened to Christian Eriksen. What the circumstances around it are, whether he's feeling something before the game or not, I don't know. That will probably come out in the next few hours.
Yeah.
But it's still shocking, isn't it? And it puts into perspective, you know, what it's all about. We get carried away with, you know, the party festival feverish mood of the Euros. But, you know, it's still about human beings at the end of the day. And, you know, the thoughts are certainly with Christian Eriksen and his family this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just devastating to watch on the TV as well. Like the whole resuscitation they put
on. It was just one of those things. The uncertainty of it, I think, just had fans on edge throughout that 1 hour, and you know, that whole time that everything was happening. Do you think that this has spooked any of the players? Do you think it will change the course of the events?
In general, probably not, but certainly immediately those players who were surrounding Eriksen, but also remember the players of the Finnish team as well. They are very much affected by this because, you know, it could have been them.
Yeah.
Could have been one of them. You know, so it's not like luck of the draw. It's bad luck that, you know, something happens to you. Of course, to then go on and continue to play the game, because that must have been a decision in itself.
Yeah,
that the players decided that, you know, they can carry on and get this game over with. You know, I watched it through to its end, and the game was slightly just off. You know, it wasn't quite what you'd expect. You know, some real sort of pace and intensity about the game that kind of went after the restart. But as far as the tournament is concerned, you know, the show must go on, and everyone's thoughts are with Christian. But again, we'll be looking at the preparation of the players, I think, in every camp and say about, is everybody okay? Nobody goes on the field if they're not 100%. Don't take any risks. And I think that's just a wake-up call, I think, for the game in general again.
Just to be like, it was an amazing sort of decision from Denmark, right, to continue. Like, what was going through their heads there? Did you think they're going to go out and say, let's win it for Christian, maybe?
I think so. That must have been part of it. I think there is also a schedule that has to be fulfilled, you know, in the bigger picture for the Euros. So if one game gets cancelled, there's a knock-on effect there anyway. So what he decided to do was play for Christian. I think that's what it was in the end. Didn't get the result, of course, but Andy missed the penalty. You know, so it was it wasn't a great evening at all for all Danish people and Danish fans, and of course the team themselves. So, but they're not out of the contest. You know, they've got to pick themselves up. Obviously, Christian Eriksen will not play again in this tournament. I very, very much doubt that.
Yeah.
So they are weakened considerably. They've already lost this game, so you've got to feel for that group of fans and for the team as well. That what was going to be a dream Euros for them potentially has turned out to be a little bit of a nightmare so far.
Yeah, totally. Three big games coming up tonight: England, Croatia, Austria versus North Macedonia, and Netherlands versus Ukraine. Who do you fancy in each of those three, Trevor? England, Croatia. Let's start with them.
You know, I'm sorry, but I'm a bit biased, but about England, of course. The tournament really starts for me today, to be quite honest with you.
As it does for Rossi, you know, too.
Yeah, exactly right. I woke up a little bit excited this morning, went for a swim. Oh, all right, come on. So bring on the game. Yeah, I mean, the anticipation about England is right. Then we've got some brilliant players. The big issue is, do we pick the right team for the right occasion? And that's Gareth Southgate's job to do that. Everybody, I think, has got a different opinion in one or two positions. But the first game is always key. And Croatia, you know, they beat England in the World Cup semi-finals, you know, not that long ago.
Yeah.
So this is a good side with great players.
Yeah.
But England do have home advantage. They play at Wembley. So got great talent. People just have to turn up on the day and play.
Right? Exactly.
They've got to play to their best. And that's what I hope, that the mood within the England camp will take them on to a good performance, a good start. Definitely don't want to get beat. Right? You don't want to get beat in that first game because that piles pressure. But Croatia have, you know, they have got quality in their team. Maybe not as athletic as the English side, but they certainly have quality in Modric and Rakitic, etc.
Yeah, Netherlands and Ukraine is going to be a good game as well. There's some great players for both of those sides. Don't you agree?
Yeah, of course so. But I have to say, watching Holland against Scotland the other day, I thought they don't look quite as what I expected them to be in the confidence sense. Coming into the Euros, Scotland played really, really well, but you never rule out the Dutch. I think they're one of those teams, though, that are either going to do really well or really badly, and that's probably what we'll see tonight. Will dictate how the rest of their tournament will go. I fancy them though to beat Shevchenko's team, purely and simply because I think there is just more talent in that Dutch side.
Obviously, you play for Rangers as well. Friday the 3rd, in a couple of weeks, Friday, England versus Scotland. Who are you going to be going for there? Because your loyalties will be divided, won't they?
Yeah, a little bit, because I've got Scottish blood as well. My middle name is McGregor, so I come from the McGregor clan in Scotland, I think, originally, somewhere back in time. But, you know, I played for England. I was born in England, and England's my luck, so I want England to win. But I do think that Scotland have got themselves a really good group of players and a really good manager in Steve Clarke. And they've got a mentality which is going to worry a lot of other teams. I think with an England-Scotland game, that game's always going to be intense, and you put everything on the line for that. But in the Euros, even more so.
Yeah,
it'll be very much a sort of British-style game, probably a Premier League-style game where teams try to attack each other, counter-attack, really helpful at the kind of football, which is a bit different from what we see in other games. But I can't wait for that. But tonight, get this one over tonight against Croatia, and then bring on Scotland.
I'm looking forward to the England-Scotland game because I'll be off the next day. So,
Rossi.
The UAE is just going to be crazy that day, let me tell you. Trevor Stephen, thank you so much. You can, if you want to book him, by the way, for any events and stuff like that, after dinners and that type of thing, or get him to come down for the football, you can do. You can check him out on LinkedIn. He's a legend, and he's an Evertonian, which is even better.
Of course. Thank you, Trevor.
Pleasure, guys. Bye.
Thanks, mate.
We're definitely missing Chris. He wasn't here yesterday, Thursday. not here today. He's not feeling well. But now you still think he's lying?
No, I think he's serious now. Yeah.
He's
WhatsApped again to the group saying this is serious what I've got. I'm coughing. And I actually do believe him.
Oh, wow. Good to know, Rossi. But since we're missing him, we thought, why not do a classic Chris Fade prank phone call? This is definitely one of our favorites. You know, imagine you're leaving on a holiday somewhere and you want someone to take care of your home, like a home sitter of some kind.
Yes.
You would maybe ask a friend.
Yeah.
You would not call the housekeeping department of a hotel to help you out.
No.
But that's exactly what Chris has done. Have a listen.
Yes, hello. This is Dubai. How can I assist you?
Hi there. I was wondering if I could get put through to housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
Yes.
Okay. May I just have your name, please?
Chris.
Chris, from which department?
Oh, I'm not from... No, I'm not from a department. I'm just a person. Departmentless.
Okay.
Thanks.
Can you stay with me on the line?
Sure thing. Sure thing. Thank you.
Experience to your home.
Money housekeeping.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Good.
Hi, name's Bill Murray. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. So listen, me and my family are going on holidays, and they've told me to give you a call to look after the house.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if you guys, what the prices are to keep the house, housekeeping.
Keep the, sorry, sir?
This is housekeeping?
Yeah.
I've got a villa in the ranches, and we're going on holidays for 4 weeks, and I'm looking for someone to keep the house, so I just figured I'd call you guys at housekeeping to look after it for us. I'm just trying to find out the prices.
No. We are not cleaning any villas outside.
No, I don't need to clean. I don't need to clean, please. We're very clean people. What I do need is someone just to keep it, you know, look after it, make sure no one breaking in. We live in a nice, in a nice place. No one really breaks in. But if this is housekeeping, I just need someone to, keep a look on the house, keep the house cleaning.
No, we don't do that, sir.
So what department have I called?
This housekeeping?
Yeah, housekeeping. Yeah. So I've got 4-bedroom villa. I got a little small pool. Jacuzzi out the back for me and the missus, And just running, just someone to keep the house clean. But I will clean it before we go, so you don't need much. I just need the housekeeping, And the fact that you guys are house clean.
But your villa is outside, right?
Yeah. It's maybe, where are you located?
No, we don't do anything outside. We this is the 5-star hotel, and we look after only the...
Yeah, my house is like 6-star. My house is like 6-star hotel. I will drive. I have transportation. I have my driver come and look. I just need...
Don't do that.
Hey, come on, man. Okay. Hey, why are you shouting?
No, I'm not shouting.
I'm...
No, actually, we don't do this service. You can get some outsource. There are a lot of outsource company who can do that.
So you cannot keep my house?
No.
But you are housekeeping?
Yeah, housekeeping only...
Yeah, I know. But when you say housekeeping, it means you can keep any house in Africa, America, Australia, Antarctica.
We don't advertise anywhere out that we are going to...
Yeah, I found your number.
Yeah, you found number under our website.
Yeah.
That is for Western.
No, your number is housekeeping.com. If you go to housekeeping.com, it has your number.
Ah, okay. Maybe something wrong there. No, it is not.
Okay.
It is not. Right.
What about the car? Can I bring the car to you then and you keep the car?
No.
Is there car? Do you have a department called car keeping?
No.
What about kids? Kids keeping?
No, we don't have anything.
Okay, just my shoes. Shoes keeping. You have shoes keeping?
Oh, no. What did you guys do this weekend? Do anything interesting?
I took the kids to the bouncing place.
The bouncing place?
The bouncing place, because it's too hot outside.
The trampolines.
Yeah, the trampolines, yeah.
Okay, and, that's nice.
And yeah, we did our usual McDonald's weekend.
Oh, that's cute.
Nice.
That's cute. What did you do, Rossi?
Went and stood next to a massive sea lion.
Oh,
that
I saw this.
Could have bitten off my head at any moment, but didn't. It was really good. Went to the Atlantis Hotel and did that sea lion thing.
Oh, that looks so cool.
It's so really cool. Good, yeah. Really good. I enjoyed it, actually. It was good. What about you, Prissy? What did you do?
I was working yesterday, which was quite nice to be out and about again. It's good to see, you know, things are happening in person again. It's not just a Zoom event. Mm. It was nice to actually see humans in front of me, you know, interacting, which was really, really lovely. And had a girls' night dinner before Ooh. That, so which was really Fancy. Nice as well.
Nice. So yeah,
that was the weekend. But I was definitely missing Chris over the weekend. He was sick on Thursday. Hmm. Not in today. We don't know how the week is going to go. He's not feeling too well. Not COVID.
Yeah.
He's done the test. Looks like it's the flu.
Man flu.
For the first time.
It's not a man flu.
The man really has the flu.
Mm. Yeah. He's been suffering with it, actually. He's on a nebulizer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been sending some videos to us, so hopefully he gets well soon, and hopefully his family are fine, but fingers crossed tomorrow he'll be back.
I don't know about that, man. You just want that because you don't want to pay attention to the show tomorrow.
There's so much stress on me right now that I have to, like, do some work.
So. He's like, he just brings Chris back.
He has to do a lot more talking.
Yeah, tomorrow I won't be like this, let me tell you.
Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show. That's it for us.
We're out of here.
Yeah.
We do not know the status of Chris yet. We're just going to have to kind of wait for the rest of the day, see how he feels.
Yeah.
He's not feeling too well. He was off on Thursday, was pretty sick throughout the weekend as well. It is not COVID. He's taken two tests. It is not COVID. Thank goodness.
Yes.
But not feeling too well. So we'll see how it goes. But we will be back tomorrow with more chances to win flights with Etihad Airways. Mm. We'll talk Euros. We actually have your chance to go down to Soho Garden to watch the Euros as well. So.
Yeah. Amazing venue.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. You're going to come, Eddie?
I got the kids, so.
Come and hang out with me and my British friends tonight, Eddie. Come on, mate. Proper night out for once.
How I wish I could do that.
5 o'clock, right, today?
Yeah,
so 5 p.m. no one talked to Rossi between 4:30 and what, 7:30?
Yeah, I'll get there at 4:15.
4:15, okay. Yeah,
secure your place. Make sure you're sorted.
Get right in front of the big screen there. And I want to be in bed by 8:30 at the
latest. Not going to happen. You're not going to be in bed by 8:30.
I can't come to work the next day then. I'll be exhausted.
8:30.
I want to be in bed by 8:30. Yeah?
Okay, we'll see how it goes. Good luck.
Thank you.
I will catch you later. Yeah, love, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.